What you are saying is not the way ZANU-PF wants to portray issues in Zimbabwe. So what exactly were you saying in that video?
Firstly, let me say this. I think you've watched the video. It's in Shona. And knowing that video, did I even make any comment to say that the army is not going to hand over power to Chamisa? And Shona speaker. You understand, Shona. There's no way in that video where it said that. And what's actually interesting is that when I contacted the journalist to say, like, okay, where are you getting this from? Their response to me was that the headline that they have was a summary of what they understood my address to me. So this, it becomes really an issue of where journalists who've got an ulterior motive and an ulterior agenda and where they end up peddling falsehood. And I don't need to say anything else besides that. You've seen the video. And
so, yes.
if you read the statement that was written by Simon Kayamoyo, it was qualified. They actually say that assuming that it was true, which actually means that there's nothing, nowhere where it's actually true. Because if it was actually true, they would have said that, like, this is what I said. So, again, it was an issue of them clarifying a position of the party. And so, again, the spin doctors are trying to spin and come up with something else, which has got nothing, no bearing on what's in the actual video.
So, now, if you listen carefully to the video, you actually allude to the fact that there is a young man who goes around saying he will impregnate women. So this young man is not ready for politics. And at the end of the day, the army may not necessarily have him as a person that can be saluted. Is that the case?
You're mistranslating what I said. I'm addressing people and I'm telling the people who are ZANU-PF members that, like, what we are expecting out of us, the loyal ZANU-PF members, is that we did not get rid of Mugabe to hand over the power to a delusional young man by the name of Nelson Chamisa, who's talking about having airports in rural areas. That was my message. So for someone to then want to translate my message, which is directed at ZANU-PF members, where I'm telling ZANU-PF members that we should not betray the hard work that was put in to get rid of Mugabe and to replace Mugabe with a delusional young person. That was my message. So you've had the message, so don't try and twist things and say that I say that we'll not hand over, the army is not going to hand over power to Chamisa. There's no way where I say that.
What is the position of the party in this respect?
The position of the party is clear. You read the statement. The statement said that is the position of our party is that, like, whoever wins the election will hand over power to whoever wins the election. And containing that statement, that's why it said it was very clear that, like, you know what, it did not say that I said that. Read that statement again. It was qualified.
So looking at the way now you are being, I think you are all over the show in terms of social media, in terms of the web and everywhere.
Politics, so, my brother.
Yes. So what is this?
I'm not the first person to be crucified. And I will not be the last person to be crucified. And it's not the first time that something like this will come up, and it won't be the last time that this will come up. And moreover, it's very clear that people in the social media tend to be MDC activists. Our people are on the ground. I just addressed 4 rallies today. Bumper, full to the brim. Everyone is happy. Everyone is happy with the work that I'm putting in. You know, everyone is happy with my president. So I'm not going to be worried about what some twisted journalist or some delusional journalist who's got some other agenda is going to try and do. I couldn't be bothered. You know the truth.
Yes.
You've seen the video.
And looking at the video itself, you're actually implying that President Mugabe was actually toppled by the army through force.
There's no way I'm implying that.
So what?
There's no way I'm implying that. You see, why aren't you talking about the fact that, like, the point I'm making is that Chamisa is delusional thinking that you can put airports in villages. Chamisa is delusional to think that we can start building spaghetti roads when we've got potholes all over the country. Why, without repairing the roads that we have, and you start talking about building spaghetti roads? Why aren't you addressing that?
Is it not possible to have?
Like, it becomes an issue of, like, you guys want to create your own story. So if you're interested in creating your own story, then watch it, you. And let's see who will have the last laugh when you go to elections.
Now, let's go to the spaghetti
Twitter,
roads.
Twitter,
yes.
Twitter, yes. Twitter, Facebook, all these rants, guess what? They don't vote. All these people that are making all this noise and everything. It's people in the diaspora, well-known activists. You know, what matters are the people on the ground. The vote on the ground is what matters.
Now, let's talk about spaghetti roads. Is it not possible within 20 years to have spaghetti roads in Zimbabwe?
Yes, in 20 years it's possible, but Chamisa was saying 20 years. You are saying if I get into power the following, as early as August, you'll be having spaghetti roads.
I thought he said 20 years.
If I get into power, I'll get $15 billion from Trump. If I get into power, I'll build airports at my village. If I get into power, I can go on about all the childish statements he's made.
Right, so looking at some of these issues, are these not promises that have been made by many politicians? You know, like, let's turn to your party, for example. In 2018, you promised to have...
What I find interesting is this. Chamisa supporters at the airport were calling Kupe a whore, a prostitute. And all of you guys are silent on that, right?
No, in fact, we covered that.
About that. He's disparaged women. He's disparaged women over and over and over. And you guys are silent about that, right? You're not saying anything about that. So it's as if, like, you know what? We guys within ZANU-PF, it's okay for these guys to be able to misbehave, to disparage women, to say stupid things that do not make sense. But the minute we guys open our mouths, you guys are then come out, you're ready to crucify us. If you're going to be journalists who are worth your salt, why don't you be ethical and make sure that, like, you're reporting things in an objective manner? Why isn't everyone going all over town about the fact that they're calling Thokozani Kupe a prostitute?
In fact, you actually ran that kind of story, Mr. Kupe.
Because she's dead to she's basically dead to challenge the unconstitutional way in which Chamisa took over the party.
In fact, we actually carried that kind of a story. Check Studio 7 and
not
you hear
the
story that we did comprehensively.
Not to the extent that everyone is going about town over this.
Yes, so then... Where clearly
you've seen my address, and you can tell that Newsday is carrying an agenda, and where you've got, like, you know, you've seen what's going all over Twitter with the Petina Gappas basically saying that they want to crucify me. Why aren't you writing stories about that? Why aren't you making news about that?
We are not making news, but following what the news is. So, but
it's
at the end of the day, let's hit this thing together, Mr. Mkube.
Yes.
We know that your party actually promised that it was going to create 2.3 million or so many jobs in 2018, but no job was created. Was there any job created? You are claiming that there were some jobs created, but there's nothing.
Am I responsible for the mismanagement of Mugabe? We're a new dispensation. Go and ask Mugabe and Jonathan Moy who wrote that.
So your party is not responsible at all?
We are the new ZANU-PF. We are a new ZANU-PF. We came into power in November.
Uh-huh.
So whatever it is that you're doing, talk about what we have promised from November, what we're saying is our vision, where we're taking the country forward. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm. So I see.
You know, we're not going to waste our time about people who keep on wanting to dwell in the past. If you want to go into the past, I'll tell you that, okay, Tendai Biti, when he left government with $56 in the coffers. Why don't you write about that? And then you say he's a brilliant finance minister. Why don't you write? We won't get anywhere. We won't progress as a country. You know, let's start talking about where we're taking the country. What's the vision that we have? What's the plan that we have for the country? That's what's important.
Mm. And some people in ZANU-PF are actually demanding an apology from you, saying that whatever you uttered was not correct.
For what did I say that the army will not hand over power?
I think maybe implicitly.
I'll apologize where I've done something wrong. What have I done wrong? You've seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
My video is very clear. The message is very clear what I was saying there. So why should I apologize? For what?
So you're not going to do it?
For what? You tell me, my brother, you've watched the video. What am I apologizing for?
I'm not...
You've watched the video, my brother. What am I apologizing for?
Yeah, maybe the way you say things, maybe there was a slip of the...
Which way?
Like saying the army won't salute, you know, the salutation.
No, yes, you are now interpreting things, right? It's not going to be your interpretation. So now when you start interpreting things, you know, you can have your interpretations and I've got my interpretation. And we've got 1,000 people in the room who have 1,000 interpretations. But what is this verbatim? And to whom was I addressing it? And when you see if you listen to the entire 1 minute message and to the audience I was addressing to, no way did I even suggest that. So I'm not going to waste my time with them, you know, with people who've got nothing better to do. We are seized with solving the issues of the economy, you know, making Zimbabwe better. That's all I'm interested in. You know, if we're to respond to every falsehood that comes from the opposition press, where would we be as a country? Every day, that's how they sell their paper. They twist things. But you've seen the video. I thank God that, you know, my statements are actually recorded on video. So let's go by what the video says.